This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Former Megadeth guitarist Marty Friedman shared that he did audition for Kiss once, but he was rejected.
Rejection.
And it's all because he was too short.
But they wear platform shoes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there shouldn't be a height requirement. They fix it.
It's an image business, brother.
Here's Marty talking about it.
I got a call from somebody from Kiss's people. They say, I think you might be interested in auditioning for Kiss. And I'm like, tell me when and where.
Nice.
Okay, we got a couple questions for you. First of all, you don't have any facial hair, do you? I'm like, no. You got long hair, right? Right. And you're skinny, right? Right. And you're over 6 feet tall. I'm like, what? I'm like 5'7" and a half, but I'll have an operation. Yeah. I'll do something.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's not going to work out.
Wow.
I was so bummed.
Who knew?
Height discrimination.
Do you think maybe they were trolling? Like, someone's like, hey, let's go F with Marty. He's short. Let's call him up and say you're in the running for the Kiss job. And then say, sorry, you're not 6 feet tall.
Short shaming.
That seems weird that, like, they would not be, like, I mean, just put a couple extra inches in his platform shoes.
Yeah, problem solved.
No, you know, there's another musician that once tried out or attempted to try out for Kiss and got shot down as well.
Who was that?
And I don't think it was because he was short. He's actually going to be here this weekend, opening up for Metallica, the drummer for Pantera, but mainly the drummer for Anthrax, in Charlie Benante.
Okay.
Do you know why he got shot down?
Was he also too short?
Well, that would be weird if you're the drummer. I feel like if you're the drummer, you could be whatever height. Because,
sure.
I mean, you're sitting down the entire time. That seems strange if they're like, no, you're too short to be our drummer. No, here's Charlie explaining why he got shot down immediately.
Kiss was there. They were rehearsing. They were auditioning drummers. I remember sitting in, like, this waiting room with all these other drummers, and I was like 15 at the time. And they said, you're too young to try out.
Oh, grow up, kid.
You're too young, kid.
No, you've played in some bands. Have you ever had any, like, weird audition situations?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, well, when I first moved out here, I was like, I need to join a band. Like, I play drums. I brought my drums with me. Like, this will be awesome. Played music in Seattle. So, and back in the day, there was a thing called The Stranger. I think it's still exists.
Yeah, of course.
But back in those days, and The Rocket as well, which is no longer with us, and rest in peace, Charles Cross. Mm-hmm. But they used to have advertisements, almost like dating advertisements, but for bands. So it'd be like, you know, bassist looking for a drummer or band looking for. And I found this ad in there that I was like, this is my kind of band. Like, the music was exactly what I was into. So I went to, like, this random place on Aurora Avenue. Like, there was like a abandoned, like, warehouse type of a vibe, and went and auditioned for the band. And it went really well. And I'm like, okay, this is the band. I like their songs. It's going to be awesome. I get a phone call from them then, like, the next day, and they're like, hey, we love you, blah, 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 but we just have a question. Are you willing to grow your hair out? And at the time, I'm in my 20s, and because everyone else in the band had long hair, and I didn't. But I also knew at the time, I was like, my hair is going. You know, like, I knew I was, and so there was like, I didn't think of it. I'm like, well, no, I can't grow my hair out. And they're like, well, why? And, like, they were offended almost. I was like, well, I'm going bald, and I know if I grow my hair out, it's just going to look awful. And there was this long pause. And I was like, what's the... And they're like, yeah, we can't have a bald drummer.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, we're sorry. And I was like, all right. And they never talked to them again. And the band was like, they had a little bit of success here in the Northwest. Nothing massive, but they were a popular local band. I can't even remember the band name, but at the time they were kind of playing all the local clubs. And every time I'd see their band, I'd be like, man, they hated me because I was going bald.
You know what? They probably would have made it big if they had had a bald drummer.
You're damn right they would have.
And that band was Pearl Jam.
It was. It was. Look at him now. No bald. Right? I mean, Jeff looked like he was losing his hair. What did he have to do? Wear hats until all of a sudden his hair started growing.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's just zero. Zero leeway on that one. But I would, whenever I would see that band, I wish I could figure out who they were and like look and Facebook stalk them.
Oh, yeah.
Because I would be nothing happier in my life if the band members were bald as well. And it was like karma.
Total karma.
But I remember looking at my old roommate and they're like, what happened? I'm like, I didn't get the gig. And they're like, why? I'm like, because I'm balding.
Oh, no.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.